We continue Bezrat Hashem in our Limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Eruvin. We are in Perek Aleph, Mishnah He. We learned in the previous Mishnah how wide and how strong the Korah has to be in order to allow for carrying to go on Shabbat in the Mavoi, within the Mavoi. So the Mishnah He begins as follows. Hayta shel kash o shel kanim, even if the Korah, if the crossbeam was made out of straw or kanim, reeds, ro'ino ta ki'ilu hi shel matechet, we consider it as though it was made out of metal. That's according to the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda said in the previous Mishnah, that rechava af al pi she'en b'riyah, doesn't have to be actually sturdy enough to hold the ariach, as long as it is wide enough to hold an ariach, a 1.5 tefach brick. So therefore, even if it was made, even if the crossbeam, the korah, was made out of kash or kanim, we consider it as if it's made from metal. Akuma, if the korah is curved, so in other words, it's curved in a way that a small brick cannot rest on it, realistically speaking, we consider it as if it's straight. Because as long as it has the minimum width required, that's enough. It doesn't have to actually be able to hold on to the ariach realistically. Agula, ro'ino takilu yemerubat. If let's say, following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, if let's say the korah was agula, if it was round, we consider it as if it was square. Keilu yemerubat. Kol sheyesh bekefo shelosha tefachim, yesh bo rochav tefach. And regarding the round korah that we just mentioned, any beam that is round and yesh bekefo shelosha tefachim, and it has a circumference of 3 tefachim, yesh bo rochav tefach, then you know it has a width of a tefach in its diameter, because the diameter is always 1/3 of the circumference. That's the famous principle of pi, which Chachamim rounded off to the number 3. So that's Mishnah He. Mishnah Vav. Lehayin she'amru, the side posts which the Chachamim spoke of regarding making the Mavoi fit to carry within it. If you remember, in the first two Mishnayot, we learned about Lechi. There is Korah. The Korah is the crossbeam on top, from one side of the Mavoi to the other. And then there is the Lechi, the side post that is put on the ground on one side of the entrance of the Mavoi, which is also enough to render the Mavoi mutar behotza'a, to allow to carry going on. So what is the minimum requirement of the Lechi? Lechayin she'amru, or lechayayin she'amru, govhan asara tefachim. The minimum required height is at least 10 tefachim. Ve'rohban ve'ovyan kol shehu. Their width or their thickness can be any amount. Rabbi Yossi omer rohban shelosha tefachim. Rabbi Yossi says the width has to be a minimum of 3 tefachim. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.